You know where your business would be without you. Imagine where it could go with more of you. Well, with Wix, you can create a website with more of your vision, your voice, your expertise. Wix gives you the freedom to truly own your brand and do it on your own, with full customization and advanced AI tools that help turn your ideas into reality. Scale up without being held back by cookie-cutter solutions and grow your business into your online brand. Because without you, your business is just business as usual. Take control. Go to Wix.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, I'm joined by executive chef at the Anantara, the Marker, Dublin, and at Forbes Street Restaurant within that hotel, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out, and of course, multi-award winning chef, Gareth Mullins. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, you're going to go through what might be your Christmas Day menu. I'm not sure what you are actually serving at home, but this is what most people serve.
Yeah, and this is what I serve as well. I'm in the hotel in the morning and then I come home and I do what everybody else does. I cook for Christmas Day, but I've kind of found over the years, I mean, I've been sharing loads of recipes for years, it's a very daunting thing for people. And I like, even all the years I'm cooking, if I'm cooking for a really big event, there is some nerves around that. So sure. I can only just imagine how people feel.
Yeah, because you're cooking something you only cook once a year.
Once a year, yeah. And really, there's a bit of a saying in my business, fail to prepare, prepare to fail. So like, it's really about today, tomorrow, the weekend, Christmas Eve. If you do the groundwork then, you're going to have a super, not stress list, there'll be a bit of stress in there, and like, prepare yourself for that. But really, it'll be managed.
So right? The shopping has to start now.
Yeah, and the key now, I would say, is to take out and write things down. Like, plan out what you're going to do. So write a little bit of a list. Get an understanding of how much food that you're going to need. So working out, like, do I need 3 or 4 potatoes per person? What does that look like? Really, a general rule of thumb is, like, you'd want about 200 grams of carbs. So that's your potatoes. About 200 grams of veg. We'll all do a little bit more than that. And then you want, like, 250 grams of meat, let's say. So that's your ham, your turkey, and then plenty of gravy. I think that's the biggest mistake. You can never make enough gravy, right? We need plenty of that.
And it covers a multitude of sins.
It does, really, right? Gravy is good seasoning. So, and then really, like, people always ask me, what size turkey will I get? What size ham will I get? So generally with a ham, like, I think most families are going to want something around 4 kilos boned and rolled, maybe 5 kilos. If you're dealing with a much bigger family, then obviously you need a little bit more. I like to roast the turkey crown. I like to take the legs off.
Yeah.
I bone and roll the legs myself. Obviously, your butcher will happily do that for you. Stuff it with some sausage meat. And then the reason I like to do that is that the legs and the crown, they cook at different times. So you're going to actually sacrifice the breasts if you want to get the legs cooked perfectly. So,
okay, so
I can just take them off.
So let's get the crown cooked then.
Exactly. So I'll give you a quick recipe for the ham, because I think you have to cook this on Christmas Eve, or even I would say cook this on Monday. So a gammon, 2, 3, 4 kilos boned and rolled. Then you're going to cook that in the biggest pot you have, filled with water. I want you to put some aromats in there. So a couple of onions, a couple of carrots, some celery, a few bay leaves, couple of oranges cut in half, throw them in, a lemon and some peppercorns. You're going to boil that for like about an hour and a half, let it cool down in that stock. Once you can put your hands into the water, lift it out, leave it on a chopping board to totally cool, and then you just cut off the string, take the string off, use your hands to take that skin off,
yeah,
and you're left with the fat. Then you're just going to run your knife across it in like an X mark to score it, and then you want Dijon mustard, honey, cloves, brown sugar and apple cider. So what I like to do is I like to brush the whole thing in Dijon mustard, stud it with the cloves, put it into a tray, drizzle it really well with some honey and some brown sugar. The mustard will help all that stick. And then bottle of cider into the bottom of that tin, pop it into the oven at 180 degrees and you're going to roast it for about an hour. The key is every 10 minutes, open the door, tilt the tray up, get a spoon and baste it with that.
With the cider.
The cider. Well, naturally, once the honey gets hot and the sugar, it'll fall off.
Yeah.
So the whole idea is to constantly
glaze
it.
You've got a kind of a sugary glaze that you constantly baste with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when it looks golden brown and delicious, GBD as I like to say, leave it in there for another 10 minutes. I think people tend to they're worried that it looks burnt, but really what we're trying to do is get that wonderful caramelised
out. I love that top
bit. The crispy bits fat is where it's at. That's where it's at. That's where all the flavour is. Then we move on to the turkey. So as I said, a turkey butterfly I think is a really good option for people. or a turkey crown. Make up a little bit of herb butter, so some soft butter with some chopped thyme and sage, and I want you to lift the skin. So push your hand in up under the skin. It's kind of, it's a bit gross, right? But like, it's just make sure your hand is nice and clean. And then you push that soft butter up under the skin. And what that will do is, as the turkey is roasting, that butter will start to melt and it'll baste from the inside. And this is where we're going to get loads of flavour. So after you put it up under the skin, you're going to sit that turkey on a trivet of vegetables into a preheated oven at 200 degrees. Give it the first 15 minutes nice and hot like that.
When you say a trivet of vegetables, you mean a bed of vegetables.
Exactly. So again, those vegetables that I talk about every week. So it's carrots, onions, celery or leek, which is what we call a mirepoix in the trade. So that's kind of going to be the base of your sauce. And then, as I said, first 20 minutes, half an hour, nice and hot. Then lower the oven down to 180 degrees. And then you're just going to roast it for 180 degrees, 20 minutes per pound, and then 20 minutes extra at the end. So work it out. Actually, on safefood.ie, they have a turkey calculator for cooking, which is a very useful tool.
And you have a thermometer.
Well, I wouldn't say if you have a thermometer, you have to get a thermometer, right? So they're like a tenner in all the supermarkets have them. And the magic number for cooking your turkey is 75 degrees. You have to get the inside.
They're going to the deepest part of the turkey.
If you think of the turkey at the top as like a point, you want to go three quarters of the way down the breast over to the side, so the thickest part, push the thermometer in, and when it has to get up to 75 degrees, it's cooked. And then always the juices run clear. It's piping hot. There are all the little
things. You mentioned you were stuffing up the skin with the butter. Wash the hands.
Yeah, exactly.
Make sure you're handling a raw bird.
Exactly. And then really the same thing as your ham, about halfway through, so about an hour into it, you want to take it out and you want it based. Just keep putting the juices up over it and you'll have a wonderfully moist bird.
Now, potatoes, people argue about which potato to use.
All the potatoes. Such no argument. Do as many as you can. But really, I'm going to just give you the recipe for one, because if this wasn't on my Christmas dinner, I'd be upset. I mean, I don't use that word very often, but duck fat roasted potatoes for me are a must. So you want a couple of kilos of roasted potatoes, 200 grams of duck fat, so a jar of duck fat, some rosemary and some salt and pepper. But bring your potatoes up to a gentle boil in some lightly seasoned water, just before they get quite tender. Drain them off, let them go cool, put your biggest roasting tray into your oven. Leave this is the last thing that's going to go into your oven, because the less steam that's in your oven, the crispier potatoes are going to get. And then put your duck fat in there so it gets nice and hot. And then all you're going to do is gently tip those potatoes into the hot duck fat, and you're going to roast them for like an hour, 50 minutes to an hour, at 220 degrees.
Hot.
If your oven goes up even more than that, I would say hire it all the way up. Keep an eye on it. You really want to get lovely and crispy. And then just 10 minutes before they're finished, throw in a handful of rosemary sprigs, salt and pepper, and I'll tell you this much, they're going to be the star of the show.
Now, the cranberry sauce, you can make your own, or you can just buy some in the
jar. Buy some, but really, cranberry sauce is super simple. There's loads of fresh cranberries into a pot, splash of orange juice, splash of brandy, little bit of sugar, some cinnamon, some star anise, bring it to the boil to make a jam, and that's it. And then I'll give you a recipe for one other thing that I think everybody... there's always
the sprout.
The sprouts, right? I'm a sprout man. I love sprouts, but I get a lot of people don't really get them. So I'm going to give you a recipe that will guarantee that everybody eats them. So it's a leek and sprout gratin with a sage and onion crust. So all you're going to do is chop up a leek really fine, saute it off in a little bit of butter, and then you're going to cut your sprouts in half, and you're going to throw them in with that sauteed leeks into a pan. And then I want you to put in about 200 mils of cream and a little bit more butter. So what we're making is, like, think of gratin potatoes. Yeah. Instead of potatoes, we're using leeks and sprouts. You put them into an oven roasting dish, and whatever stuffing that you're making, be it apricot and sage, I'll put a recipe for that up on my Instagram, or even if you buy a sage and onion stuffing already pre-made, crumble that all over the top so you've just hidden the sprouts. Mm. So all the people that give out shit about the sprouts, they won't see them. Bake it into the oven, and it gets wonderfully, the sprouts kind of mix in with the cream and the leeks, so it's kind of sweet, and then you have the iron flavour of the sprouts, and then the best bit, you have this crunchy stuffing along the top. And it's a real winner. I mean, I love Christmas dinner. What I love being is with my family and with my friends. And you know,
and the last thing you mentioned, oodles of gravy. What gravy would you make?
Well, after you've roasted that turkey, and the turkey has rested for about a half an hour, lift it out and then just tip all of that through a sieve into a pot. Bring it gently up to a boil, give it a good skim. And if you want to just thicken it up with some Bisto or whatever. That's kind of the cheats way to do it. The other way is to make a little roux, and that'll thicken it up.
Reminder on wash your hands. Wet, suds for 20 seconds, rinse and dry. Most people turn on the tap, put soap on and immediately wash it off their hands. And that will not do.
Yep.
That's from Brendan. Can you peel the uncooked spuds the night before and leave them in water until Christmas Day?
I mean, not can you. You must do that. So I would be prepping my carrot and parsnips the day before. I'd be peeling all my potatoes the day before. You don't need to cover all your veg in water. You just need to wrap them and leave them in the fridge. Your potatoes need to go in water.
It doesn't hurt them. It doesn't.
No, not at all. Not
take
at all.
Any of the goodness out of them.
No, it doesn't at all. I mean, it probably loses a couple of little nutrients, but I mean, nothing worth talking about. I mean, in the restaurant business, we blanched vegetables before service.
That stops them going brown.
That means you just drop them into boiling salted water for 3 minutes, and then you take them out and refresh them in cold water, and then all the nutrients stays in. Like, I mean, that's how. And there's a word that we use in the business called mise en place. It's a French word and it means everything in place. And that's what I want people to focus on this weekend.
Be organised.
Just be organised. And then most importantly, enjoy yourself. Don't stress. Get everybody to help. Divvy out the jobs. You're the sous chef for the day or the head chef, Mike. And give everybody a job. And then as soon as you're finished, it's getting all that food safely back into the fridge. Meaning after 2 hours, you're getting everything under 5 degrees, and then any food that you've cooked on Christmas Day must be eaten within 3 days or frozen or put into the bin.
Okay.
That's it.
Gareth Mullins of Annantara, the Marker in Dublin. Thank you for everything during the year.
Thanks,
and a very happy Christmas. I hope
you
your
too.
Dinner goes well.
Sure. We'll give it a good go.
Okay.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, this is what I'm meant to do. Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.